Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This is FM 104's
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Waking up.
With Jim Jim, Crossy, and Zainab.
Do you know Naked Attraction, that show? Do you ever watch that?
Sorry, I love this show.
Okay, why?
Because it's just so first of all, you've got like, I don't know, Jessica from Sheffield, you know, in her nuddy, right? And then they turn her down and she comes out and they're like, you're saying no to Jessica from Sheffield. How is she going to go into work on a Monday?
Am I right in thinking, because I've stumbled on the show once or twice, do they show Jessica's bits?
All of the bits.
And that's all they show?
So you pick a date from...
You've never watched this?
I've seen it, but I can't remember exactly how it works.
So basically it starts from their feet, right? And okay. They reveal the feet and the legs. Oh, no, actually, no, they don't reveal the feet and the legs. They
up to the knees.
Yes.
So
oh, no, actually,
knees,
no, I think they do...
But if you didn't like...
Yeah.
Okay.
And then face is the last one.
Okay.
Face is the last one. But it's like revealed, so you might get rid of somebody because you don't like their feet or you don't like their knees.
Right, so they might have an amazing body, but you didn't like their face.
And then all of a sudden it's... Nee, nee,
yeah. Ta-da. Like, oh. It's an interesting idea.
It's a really good show.
Take it off. It takes a new level to that, doesn't it?
I feel like it's educational. I'm looking going, is that what it looks like?
There's so many shapes and sizes of everything, like bums and bellies and everything else in between.
It is educational, Jim.
Well, the presenter on it is Anna Richardson.
Love her. Yeah.
So she's cool. I can't keep up with her love life.
She went out with someone famous, wasn't there?
Like Sue Perkins.
Sue Perkins, yes.
Sue Perkins.
Yeah.
Yes.
For a good while as well, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they were married, were they?
Oh, I can't remember. Anna Richardson.
She'd love to get married anyway. She's recently swapped numbers with a contestant after a cheeky exchange during the filming.
No. Oh, wow.
No.
Yes, so get out of here, Anna.
This time it's a guy, and it's a guy that she met through a friend. And he's a year older than her. And she says, I have a boyfriend now, and it's going really well. He's a year older than me. We met through a friend, not on the apps, the old-fashioned way. Okay, he wasn't a contestant.
Oh, okay,
she did give a contestant her number, though.
Stop. I suppose, like, she's going on the show for herself.
Yeah, she's going on blind dates herself. She dated Sue Perkins for 8 years till 2021.
Wow.
They remain good friends after having a difficult split.
Oh,
so
no.
Sue Perkins is from the Bake Off.
Yes.
Retro Bake Off.
She's very funny.
Very funny.
Very funny.
Yeah, Mel and Sue.
I thought she was went out with someone else that I remember go before. But oh my god, you're going out with her?
Yes,
a different girl.
There what?
Was it someone from like Changing Rooms or one of those retro TV shows?
Yes, it's not Carol Smiley, but I feel like it's someone who looks a bit like Carol Smiley.
Well.
Loved Carol Smiley.
I thought she went out with someone before, but anyway,
she did. I think she did. Yeah,
it's a great TV show.
I love it so much.
Yeah, it is good.
I just find it so entertaining. It's just when you see them in the nip and then they get changed into their normal clothes and you go, really?
And that can change a lot about a person. But
yes.
The clothes they're wearing. There used to be a fella who used to go to the gym right beside us, right?
Yeah.
And he was built like a tank, like solid. Now, he wasn't naked. Like, he was just built like a tank.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I saw him one day on the street and he came over to me. And honest to God, it was like Clark Kent and Superman. I'd say if you were going to mug someone, you'd mug him because you'd be like, ah, this fella looks like a wimp.
Really?
And I was going, you look completely different. He was like, what do you mean? He had glasses, he had a baggy jumper. He just didn't look as much of a rock as he looked like when he was at the gym.
So underneath it all, he was?
He was, yeah. I kind of say that's like me as well.
A Naked Attraction contestant who's appeared on the show 3 times recently revealed he swapped numbers with host Anna during his first outing on the show. On the first Naked Attraction, because I was a builder, Anna said he looks like he'd search... I can't say that.
Whoa.
It was quite funny. You know what Anna's like? She said she needed her conservatory doing and we'd swap numbers after the show. And well, she said, I looked like I could give good hugs as well. We're being very flirty with each other for sure. Wow.
Yeah, it's TV though, sir. It's TV. Yeah. It's TV. And it's like, yeah, there's some people that you watch on that show and you go, and you know, actually, not, I feel like I'd be judging the contestants, but then I also go, I shouldn't recognise these people.
No.
Is this, have I watched this episode before? And then I go, no, they've been on it before.
Yeah.
And then I realise I need to stop watching Channel 4.
In the next couple of minutes, I'm going to tell you who's been formally offered a role to play Bond.
Oh, really?
Bond. Formally, it's just been revealed in the last few minutes.
Okay, ooh, stand by. We'll find out who it is finally after years of wondering who's going to be. It's F104.
So yesterday in the newspapers, there were 2,000 people interviewed of who would you like James Bond to be. In at number 5 was Cillian Murphy.
Oh,
yes. He'd be good. You go on anyway.
Number 15 was Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones.
15.
Number 16 was Emily Blunt.
Oh.
Yes.
Pretty random. But I think she'd be
good. I think Emilia would be good. I think Emilia would be good. In at number 14, I think, was Barry Keoghan. Barry Keoghan, I should say.
Oh, yes.
8 was Jamie Dornan.
Oh, yes.
And in at number 1 was Idris Elba.
Still.
Out of 2,000 crazy James Bond fans, I think he's too old.
Yeah, I know.
And not being ageist at all.
I know, I get it.
You want to do 5 movies, he would be by the 5th one, he'd be too old. They do it every 5 years, don't they?
Yeah, I suppose. But like, I'd love to see him. But you know who I saw? Someone else that was kind of mentioned in that kind of 2,000 people had said, who I'd love to see? James Norton.
James Norton was number 4.
Oh, was he number 4?
Yeah, and is he a good evil guy though, because of Happy Valley? Is he even pigeonholed?
Well, he can do anything, I think.
But see, I feel like he's got that good like English look and he'd be like, shaken nuts.
He's rugged, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He'd be like, oh yeah.
Tom Hardy was number 2, another retro one.
Yeah.
Oh, would he be too old?
But the person that has been apparently approached...
Let me guess. Give me a clue. Don't tell me.
Actually, would he know this movie, that really old movie he was in when he was like a teen?
What movies was he in?
No, I don't think your kids would be too young for this now. Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging. Do you remember that movie, Jim?
Angus Thongs the Perfect Snogging.
And Perfect Snogging.
No.
He was also, I don't think you're going to get this. I really don't think
so. I don't think you'll get this.
He was in Bullet Train.
Bullet Train. Do I know this person? No.
You'd probably know them to see. I don't know if you know his name.
Right. So Daniel Craig was kind of bubbling up. That's when he got it. He was bubbling.
This guy would be bubbling quite a bit. He is married to an older lady.
A very old. Yeah, she's 57.
Is she a photographer or is she a director or something?
He was born in 1990, so that makes him
34.
Where is he from?
He's from England.
And his wife's 25 years older than him.
25 years older than him. Yeah. Go into the TikTok rabbit hole of that relationship and you'll be in there till 10 o'clock tonight.
Same.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to get him, Jim.
I don't think you will. But give him that one movie. Give him the big movie he was in, see if he gets it.
Bullet Train.
No, the other one.
Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Do you know Alan?
Aaron.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
No.
Yeah. See, I know him, but I don't know what movies he's been in.
I know from Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging, genuinely.
Okay.
It was from it years ago.
Tall man. He's got long hair.
Oh, is he tall?
He's got abs.
Is he good looking, Zainab?
He's a good looking man.
All right.
I'd say he'd be like, he's kind of like a petite Channing Tatum with more hair.
What'd you call him that name?
I think he's got like Channing Tatum lips.
With a bit of Jake Gyllenhaal and all right.
Yes, okay.
Smushed
together.
He's been formally offered it.
This is according to the news this morning. He's been formally offered it.
So sources close to the production company have said that contracts have been handed over and they're literally just waiting for him to sign it now.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Yeah, because he's been in a lot of bull. You know, he hasn't been in anything massive that you
go. This is massive, yeah.
Ah, yeah, that's huge.
Wow, huge. Okay, well, so he's the guy. What's his name again?
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Okay.
Bond.
I think he's directed a few movies as well. So there you go. He's going to be a busy man.
He's going to be very busy for the next 20 years, possibly. Is that Daniel Craig did it for good?
20 years, yeah.
What did Daniel Craig do it for 20?
Cillian was never going to do it.
No, he wants to do too many different things.
And keep away from it all.
Because it rules you out of loads of stuff if you're Bond, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah, you can't get other things when you're Bond. You can't be Bond and something else.
Actually, I suppose, what was it, Daniel Craig, the most recent thing he was in was Knives Out.
Great movie, Knives Out.
Really good movie. But you're still looking at him going, it's James Bond.
They look after you well now when you're Bond. Anyway, so there you go.
So over the weekend, on Friday,
yes,
I decided I'm going to watch a movie that everybody is talking about. Just wanted to see what it was like myself.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to say this. This is 100% the worst movie I have ever watched in my entire life.
Is it?
It's awful.
Is it? How bad?
Do you know the way sometimes you watch a movie and it's bad and you're like, ah, no, it's still
so bad,
has
it's good. Yeah.
This isn't. I'd say watch it just to show how bad it is, but it's not so bad, it's good.
Was it filmed in Ireland? It was.
It's Netflix should be banned from ever even approaching Ireland
oh,
ever
no.
again. That's how bad it is. The dialogue is like ChatGPT.
Oh no.
It goes, you know, a certain way that it's a rom-com and has all the kind of little rom-com features, and then all of a sudden there's some woman from Fair City as St. Bridget being this sort of fairy godmother, and it's St. Bridget. I'm like, take our saint out of your mouth, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, you can't be talking about saints.
Oh wait, did she actually, they literally had like a saint being like a fairy?
A fairy.
We have enough fairy folk and goblins and leprechauns to be dealing with. You don't need to mess with the saints.
Do you know that leap? That, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know, yeah.
Mess with our sights.
Come on.
If anyone's watched it, 087-679-7104, let me know what you think of it. Lads, it's so bad. It's so bad. The guy who plays the Irish guy in it is Welsh. And it'd be Gotta Be Gosh. Is that
oh,
like,
no.
There's
I wish it was never produced. Leap Year was a better film.
Whoa. That's saying a lot.
I would say Leap Year is a better film of it as well. The protagonist in it, so the kind of guy that she ends up with or wants to be with.
Yeah, do you fancy
is
him?
English.
Oh.
And it's supposed to be an Irish movie. Mm. They don't live in a normal house that we live in. It's this big, massive manor, and it's just awful.
Oh no, because I saw that you were watching it, and I was like, message Crossy going, oh my God, what's it like? A friend of mine as well also watched it. And I was like, oh my God, what's it like? And my friend said, it was so horrible. She loved it.
See, is this because Americans have this image of what we're like?
No, it's not even that.
It's not even that.
It's not even that.
Because I was asked by an American before, do you all have pigs running through your kitchens?
No, it's not like that at all. Not like that at all.
No, we don't. No, like one or two people would, like if they lived on a farm.
What was that movie again? The Whistling Time.
Oh, Whistle.
The Time movie.
Yes.
Was it called Whistling Time?
No, something Time.
Time. Some Mountain Time. Wild Mountain Time.
Yes, with Emily Blunt.
Now, that is a movie that was recorded for Americans.
Right.
But it's Begara Begosh Irish. Begara.
Okay. Yeah.
Grand. That's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
This is, honestly, the worst movie I have ever watched in my entire life.
And you've seen some bad ones. Watched it on a recommendation from a friend. Safe to say, the friend's in quotation marks. Safe to say, if our friendship survives, I will not be taking any more of her recommendations. Laughy face.
Oh, well, here, Arthur said, I watched it too. I can't say I hated it, but, and that's a big but, the accents really bothered me. I might have to give it a go.
No, you need to watch, like, I'm definitely saying, you need to watch it to experience what I experienced.
Didn't offend me as much as P.S. I Love You.
Okay.
Oh no, I would have given P.S. I Love You an Oscar over this.
Oh, whoa.
Because at least there's a certain storyline and you kind of get with it.
Okay.
Do you know what P.S. I Love You? You know that your man dies, whatever, he goes back to Ireland.
Yeah.
P.S. I Love You and Oscar in the same sentence. It's just like,
that's how bad it is.
Wow.
Irish wish you went away. Like, it's,
wow.
There is one part in it, all right, where she jumps into Howth and all of a sudden she drives down the road and she's in the Cliffs of Moher.
Yeah.
Oh no, okay. Oh, yeah. Cliffs of Moher, they say.
Cliffs of Moher.
Oh, stop now. Getting
Even
oh,
no. She doesn't redeem it. Now, I know a load of gays online are going, no, it's great. I'm like, it's not. You're just kind of tinted rose glasses.
By the Lindsay Lohan of it
Lindsay
all.
Lohan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take off your tinted glasses, everyone. It's rubbish.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
Final week of Big Brother this week.
I don't want it to end.
Do you know, I'm liking the fact that we've got something to watch every night that you don't have to put your brain to, like The Bear, the whatever TV shows.
It's just chewing gum for the brain.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it.
Last night was St. Patrick's Day. They celebrated St. Patrick's Day for Louis, decorated the whole house.
Wait, did they say they were doing it for Louis?
Oh, yeah. So it was all about St. Patrick's Day. They had a party.
They
made stew, which was rank. They also had an Irish ale, which they obviously couldn't use the word Guinness.
Oh yes.
Disgraceful. It looked disgusting.
I did see a few people giving out about how it looked.
Big Brother asked for a housemate to run to the room, into the little
diary room.
Yeah.
And it was Fern, and it says, you are going to eliminate someone from Big Brother right this minute.
Whoa.
Wait.
There is a snake, you know, the plastic snakes.
Yes.
You go put that plastic snake on whoever's bed. When they go find it, they're eliminated.
Like, as in, they're out.
They're gone.
They're out.
What if somebody else finds it? Whoever picks it up. Yes.
It. Have a listen to this clip. So it was on Louis's bed, and it's going to pick up from when Big Brother tells Louis everything.
Hello, Louis.
Hello.
Are you feeling lucky on St. Patrick's Day? No, I'm not, honestly. But I'm after being called a snake. I'm not a snake.
Earlier today, a housemate found a pot of gold and was granted a St. Patrick's Day wish. They were told that they must evict one of their fellow housemates.
No,
he's gone.
By placing a snake in your bed, this housemate chose you to be driven out of the house like St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Disloyal.
So he's not coming back?
No.
Okay.
However, today is St. Patrick's Day and luck is on your side.
Okay.
Louis, this four-leaf clover means you have the luck of the Irish and will not be evicted.
So he's immune till the final.
You have won immunity from the next round of nominations.
They know what they're doing. Keeping him in. This is like the ratings must be huge because of him.
The whole way through it.
Oh my God, I'd say if it was anyone else, they would have gone, you're out. But they're like, no, we can't get rid of
Louis. Was that the plan? They were going to, whoever she put the snake on, if it wasn't Louis,
I'd say
they would
so,
be
yeah.
gone.
Say,
okay, right.
Which one of you did it? Which one is? It was one of his.
Did you find out?
No, we didn't find out last night, but they all knew it was firm because she was called in, but he didn't click in it. Which one is? It was
you. Which one is?
You. You're a snake. Which one is? What did I do in you? An elf fella. A proper elf fella. He's brilliant in it.
Oh my God, my heart for a second there. Oh, jeez.
It was one of his.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, do you know who has a baby? I didn't know this woman now.
I didn't know this till this morning.
She is married and she has a baby and she kept it all secret.
Friend of the show,
Anne Marie.
Congratulations.
I had no idea.
I didn't know.
There's a picture of her pushing a pram.
What did she have?
She had a baby boy.
Great name as well. I don't know what it is, but I remember reading it yesterday.
Seven. Yeah. Baby girl. My apologies.
It's number seven.
Seven, okay, yeah.
And it's the Angels, I think.
Lovely.
Yeah, I don't know, but how very random though. Seven.
Because I think I even said it to her. She has such a kind face. Right?
She has a very kind face, yeah.
And very soft. Her skin is unbelievable. I asked her about her skin. She told me some of her products.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone wrote it down.
Oh my God, you have to let me know.
I will, yeah.
Please.
I'll find that out for you.
Thank you.
But I said to her, imagine a baby looking up at Anne Marie looking down at you. That's a lucky baby.
Yeah.
She's just a lovely, kind, soft face. Like, you know what I mean?
No, she does. And I think she's one of the best in the industry, isn't she? She's one of those people.
She is, yeah.
People just go, nah.
Yeah, she seems super sound. But yeah, congratulations, Anne Marie, yeah. who is married and has a baby. Well,
coming up in Showbiz on the Strawberry, we will discuss. There is a video now of Kate Middleton walking around with William.
With William at a farmer's market.
Farmer's market.
From
what
the
were
same videos that they find UFOs in. You know, the ones that are in through trees and grainy.
Oh, is it grainy?
It's a grainy one.
I haven't seen it yet. We'll discuss it because there is footage after a long time of speculation. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM 104's Inst2Grand.
With MissGroups.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at MissQuote.ie.
Grace is in Tala. Good morning to you, Grace.
Hello.
Hello there. What are you doing today, Grace?
Driving the kids to school. We've actually turned off, though. We've stopped.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Are they still in the car?
Yes, yes. Okay. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, who do we have? Who do we have in the car?
Rebecca and Luke.
Oh, hi, okay. Rebecca and Luke.
Yes, they're very excited. It was actually Rebecca who sent the text on my phone while I was driving.
So it's like, Mammy, you're doing it now. Off you go.
Now, how old is Rebecca?
She's 11.
11. She can help you then with one question, all right?
You're allowed help with one question. Okay, she's all right with that.
Okay, we have €2,000. We've got 10 questions. You can pass on one and come back to it if there's time. No messing, no Googling, and we have to accept your first answer. Is that all the rules? I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready to go, Grace?
Yep.
Best luck. 3, 2, 1, go. Who did Ireland beat in the rugby on Saturday?
Scotland.
What item of clothing can you buy as fingerless?
Gloves.
What does NCT stand for?
National Car Testing.
What would you use the product Frizzies for?
Your hair.
True or false? Vin Diesel's brother is called Suckin.
False.
Wish You the Best was a hit for which Scottish singer?
Anne-Marie.
What sport do you hit a ball with a mallet while on horseback?
Cricket.
How many times has Jennifer Lopez been married? 3, 4, or 5 times?
3.
In which TV show would you find Daleks?
Pass.
What colour is the drink Aperol Spritz?
Orange.
Oh!
You were flying it there, Grace.
Cricket on a horse. That's a crazy game of cricket.
We'll go through them now. Who did Ireland beat in the rugby on Saturday? The answer is Scotland. And did you notice all the cameras following Ireland for the Netflix TV show?
Oh, no. I didn't actually.
Yeah, so that will probably be the second season.
Oh, yes, of the Netflix. Yeah.
I'd say the Scottish fans were saying what you said there a minute ago, Grace.
That's what threw me off.
No one heard anything.
It's all good. It
was whispered. Sorry, apologies if anybody little ears hear that.
What item of clothing can you buy as fingerless? The answer is gloves, 2 out of 2. NCT stands for National Car Test number 3. What would you use the product Frizz Ease for? Your hair. So you've got 4 out of 4 so far. And this one was a good one. I laughed at this one. True or false, Vin Diesel's brother is called Suckin. The answer is false. You've got 5 correct.
I wish that was true. Wish You the Best was a hit.
And then it started to go downhill.
And then it just a smidge, Grace, just a little bit. Wish You the Best was a hit for which Scottish singer? You said Anne-Marie. Or no, did you say Anne-Marie?
She said Anne-Marie. She's not Scottish.
Lewis Capaldi.
No.
Lewis Capaldi. Oh. Then what sport? You hit a ball with a mallet while on horseback. You said cricket. The answer was polo. But there probably are some mad people out there playing cricket on horseback. How many times was Jennifer Lopez married? You said 3. The answer is 4. So she was married to Ongiani Noah and then Mark Anthony, Ben Affleck and another chap. In what show would you find Alex? That was Doctor Who. And you got this right. Aperol Spritz is orange.
So
got
6 out of 10 today. Grace, before you go dreadful. Before you go, Grace, who were you with over the weekend?
What?
Huh?
Were you with someone over the weekend? Yeah. Were you in the company of someone quite famous?
Who was in the pub on the weekend?
I was. Yes, I was in the pub on Friday and I seen Dare McKenzie and I was very excited. Nobody else was, but I was. Yeah, I ran after him.
Oh, stop.
And what happened?
Well, he went into the bathroom. My husband said to me, he's like, Dare McKenzie just went into the toilet. And I just ran. So I kind of hovered outside until he came out. And then I was like, oh my God, it's you. And he just went, no, it's not. And I was like, it is.
No, it's not.
I went after him. And then he just was like, oh, how are you? And then he went off then. And I just sat for the whole time then staring across. I was just a shock.
Did you get a photograph?
No, well, I got one from a distance, but I didn't get one with him.
From a distance.
I love a sneaky picture.
Oh, and come here. There's someone who knows you here that said you've also got an Instagram page for food. You may as well give it a plug while you're here.
Oh, thank you. It's the good, the bad, the tasty.
Oh, great name.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I follow you. Yes, yes.
You do.
So a girl called Fina has been WhatsApping us in.
Your hype woman over here.
You have a fan just like Dermot Kennedy is a fan.
Well, Grace, look, thanks very much for playing.
Thanks, Emil.
Have Thank a you. Brilliant day.
So I saw Wonka. I haven't seen it until the weekend, right?
So good.
It is very good. I really enjoyed it. It was very funny. And really, it was just really good. The music and the songs are excellent. Very catchy, stuck in my head. But I noticed there's a thing that, and I was looking it up and I couldn't see anybody else talking about it. So all Timothy Chalamet scenes aren't with the people that he's in the scenes with.
What do you mean?
Really?
They faked it.
What do you mean?
What?
So you know when he goes to the place where Olivia Colman and the other fella are there?
Oh yeah, where he's staying with them.
Mr. and Mrs. Scrubbit.
Yeah.
He's not there.
What do you mean, Jim?
They filmed it where he's not there. He must have sent his, they must have filmed his bits in America and then superimposed it in.
Really?
Why yeah. do you, why, like,
why would you say that?
Yeah.
Because you never see them in the same frame together. I was like, why are they shooting it like that? Now, I know he got sick a couple of times during the movie.
I'm trying to think now, yeah.
So Olivia Colman, my theory is Olivia Colman and the other guy,
yeah,
Tom
Davis,
yeah,
didn't meet Timothy Chalamet in the shooting of that movie.
So
oh.
you think that every shot, like, so specifically the ones in the hotel type bedsit
yes.
place.
All the English actors weren't in the same room as him.
But even when he's like downstairs and he's in yeah. the cleaning and he's doing all that.
Yeah. Well, I had a chat with them. They said they had a nickname for him and they used to take the mick out of each other.
Well, I'm telling you, we'll have a look at the, maybe they just did it with that scene. Now also,
yeah.
the Ooh. Other stuff with Noodle, he wasn't with her either.
Jim, you're blowing no, my mind
you're not.
Here.
Go back and look.
I told loads of people about Anton Deck not being there for the Lorraine Kelly stunt and everyone's looking at me going,
no, that's they true. They weren't there for that.
They
either.
Were not there for that.
They faked that. They faked that, yeah.
You're blowing minds this morning.
Yeah. And wait, are you thinking now that like Noodle, when she's looking at him, she's not actually when she's, looking at
when
him?
When she's up the ladder and he's talking to the giraffe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they shot that in the same room, yeah.
Oh my God.
Have a look at it again. Maybe I'm wrong, but you never see them together in the screen.
Where the kids like, Dad, get out of the room. Yeah, get out of the room, Dad. Get out of the room.
I said, I'm not ruining the magic.
He's not there.
I'm not questioning him flying or
eating. It's not a chocolate river.
I'm not questioning chocolates that can make you fly. I'm saying, why did they shoot it where he's not there?
I don't know. I think you're wrong.
Have a look at it.
Yeah.
Whenever they cut to him, it's just at the back of his head. You never see them together. Side by side or anything. They faked it.
So wait, for the whole movie were you going?
Not the whole movie. No, he's in the scenes with the other chocolatiers and the cop.
Okay.
With all the stuff with Olivia Colman.
And Tom Davis and Noodle.
And Tom Davis. And some of Noodle is faked. I think.
I am shook it.
What do you think? 087-6797-104. I don't know.
Jim.
I want to talk to Olivia Colman again. I want to check the tapes. I need receipts.
Receipts.
I want receipts, Olivia. The royal family, right? I don't. They had a picture last week that it was taken down because it was doctored in some way.
Yes, apparently, according to you know, sources, people are saying the royal family said that Kate Middleton just got really into doing a bit of editing, you know, a bit of Adobe, and that's why they had to take it down.
Like some hun somewhere, you know, on a Sunday evening.
Too
just
many filters.
Me and the kids now.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is not her. This
I don't
is not
buy
her.
It. So,
I don't buy it either.
So there's been a lot of speculation online about what's going on. She's been unwell, so, you know, she hasn't been seen in public for a long time.
Yeah, the next photograph that came out was her in the car with Philip.
Right.
Sorry,
yes.
with William, Will. Jesus. With Will's. But Will's face is a lot less grainier than this lady, Kate, because she's turned around and all you can see is her cheek. And people are saying, oh, that doesn't look like her. She's a bit more plumpier in the face.
What?
Yes, and then people were saying that picture from the car was actually taken from like years ago. Like they even interviewed the photographer that took the picture and was like, was that Kate or was that a superimposed picture from ages ago? And people are like analysing the bricks on the wall and they were going to Google Maps and checking it. But I can confirm they were the correct, that was the correct wall.
So I was into it. I was into it up until about 4 days ago and now it's just getting stupid.
Now it's gotten a bit right.
Everyone knows someone in the royal family. Everyone has a theory. The theories are wild. Like, they're proper wild.
No, they really are.
And the latest one is, this isn't a theory, this is a video, that The Sun and TMZ have a video of Kate and Wills walking out of a farmer's market over the weekend. She looks lovely, he looks grand, and it's all good. But now people are taking photographs of what that place looks like now to what the video looked like on Saturday, and they're going, this isn't it. But I can tell you, there's a fella online who actually listens to the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Yes.
Lives in England. He says, I was there on Saturday, not long after them. The staff were still talking about them. So he was there, and he was, which is what the Sun and the TMZ are claiming, was just say 1 o'clock. He was there at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And he says it did happen because the staff were going, oh my God, Wills and Kate were in here.
So the staff from, so it seems that this, I'm looking for the Huffington Post this morning, says it seems Kate Middleton has been released from the Princess Protection Programme. TMZ obtained footage of the Princess of Wales and Prince William out and about for a mile from their cottage in Windsor, and they were walking around in casual gear, and it proves that she's fine.
But then a lot of people now are saying that it wasn't Kate because she's holding her own shopping bags, and they're like, well, surely she wouldn't be holding her own shopping bags. And then other people are speculating, saying it's actually an actress that looks quite like Kate. Like, it's going mad. Everyone's going mad now.
Do they not do kind of more normal stuff? Like, weren't they sitting in the crowd at the BAFTAs?
No, she wasn't. She hasn't been seen since before Christmas.
Was she not there?
No, it was Kate Blanchett was sitting beside Will.
Right, so he just swapped her out for a different Kate.
Just a different Kate. Yeah, it just so happens to be a different Kate. Okay.
It just goes on. And like, people are also sending in loads of photographs of, you know, who it could be. It's kind of wild that they're not sticking her on Lorraine Kelly or This Morning or BBC News to make it a bit more logical to say she's alive, she's well, she's grand. Everyone has difficulties.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that's wondering, is Kate at home in bed scrolling through TikTok and Instagram going, just laughing her head off, going,
just me and the kids now.
Yeah.
Well, so they said that she's had some abdominal surgery. So it would take
tough,
a while. Yeah, so been in hospital for quite a while, and it would take a long time to recover from. So if she's not in the mood for being out and about and being public,
which is fair enough.
That is fair enough. So why all the mystery? Like, why don't you just say, yeah, she's recovering, she'll be back in a week?
You know what? It's been a slow year, and I feel like people needed something to hold on to, and this is it.
So we've had the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow.
Yes.
We've had Louis versus Jedward versus Ronan Keaton.
Yes.
And we've had Where is Kate Middleton?
It's March.
And we're only in March. What else are we going to get?
You missed the aliens that landed in Miami. That was really good at the end of the year.
They keep coming up my TikTok because of you talking about
they're
it.
They're fantastic. The aliens in Miami. There's no pictures of them now, but they're apparently in the mall. It's F104. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.